It's the Crave More Life Roadshow, DIY ass-kicking to manage life's emotional shit-kicking. And here's your host, the women's coach, Diana Leader, bringing you greetings and gutsy stuff from the land of confidence, sexy, and living from you, no matter what. By the way, you might not want to share this with your grandma, unless she's a potty mouth too.
You're listening to episode 9 of Crave More Life's audio blog titled, Fuck Off is a Complete Sentence. Hey, DIY ass kickers. I love that we have a deep core. Our deep core tells us what we need and what we want, and it lets us know what's working for us and what isn't. And you know the best part of using your deep core? It's that you get to combine multiple things that you know you need to feel fulfilled and apply them in any given situation. Like combining respect for yourself with respect for others. If shit's going down and you have to stand up for yourself, you might ask yourself this: what do I need to do to feel respected by myself, and how do I show respect for others while I'm holding myself accountable to my own boundary? That's the beauty of a self-check-in. You get to honor those things that are important to you and walk away feeling good about yourself. But sometimes it doesn't matter how hard you try to be the bigger person. You're going to run into peeps who will not listen, nor will they ever likely listen, and that's entirely their choice. Then what? That's when fuck off becomes a complete sentence. One short sentence that people understand clearly. When someone is manipulating you, taking advantage of your good nature to get whatever outcome they want, or treating you like you are less than worthy of respect, all bets are off. There is no space for respect or even equality in relationships like those. There is just you losing your power. And yes, your gremlins will be screaming at you that you can't say those words to anyone, how rude, and reminding you that you don't have the guts to say it anyway. Kindly tell your gremlin that you've got this. Because standing up for yourself is important to you. Because you don't need to use a bunch of words or owe anyone an explanation for how you feel. And because you are simply saying no to what doesn't work for you. Brené Brown tells us that authenticity is the courage to be imperfect, vulnerable, and to set boundaries. In my world, saying fuck off, fuck you, or a simple no makes you very authentic and way more powerful.